Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
What can we solve for you today? It's Text Roulette. Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. Send your text now. Ask anything. We'll give our best answer, but we also throw it out there for you to help out another mix listener. The text line, 414-432-1099. You are anonymous. On our site in unlimited text line, we just see a phone number. We don't know anything about you except for what you tell us. Want to give a quick update, though, on the conversation yesterday from the mixed listener that says they are dating two guys, likes them both.
Hey.
Does she have to choose? Because she heard the conversation on the radio and texted back here. I'm the girl dating two guys. I have had such bad luck with dating. I honestly didn't ever imagine this happening.
Okay.
I figured that after meeting them, one would be out. Problem is, I met both of them the same weekend and they are both terrific. I'm not the play the field kind of person at all. This situation is entirely new to me and definitely unexpected.
Never done this before, okay?
And then she says, thanks for the advice. I'll let you know.
Oh,
so I texted her back and was like, hey, thank you for texting us. So many of us and the listeners are eagerly waiting to hear who you pick. Take your time, but please keep in touch, Elizabeth and Radar. So this is what we do here. You've got a question, throw it out there. Personal question, radio question, life question, whatever it is. We're going to spin the roulette wheel and see what we land on this morning.
Seven.
Something new. Okay. This is a question about you, Radar, but it kind of involves the show.
Okay.
This is...
What? Is it a good or bad thing?
It's about the late jar. The question here is Radar ever late to anything like you, Elizabeth, when you come in the morning? By the way, I'm never late for the show. I'm just late for when... I would like to get here, and I've gotten much right. better at it because of the late jar.
Okay. This is more about you.
No. Listen, is Radar ever late to anything like you, Elizabeth,
like
when you come in the morning?
Okay.
If so, then I was thinking maybe he should have a money jar. You guys are my favorite station. I hope you have an awesome day. Well, thank you for the text, and thank you for listening to the show each morning.
Yeah.
Is Radar ever late? Never. He's never. He is 30 minutes early to everything.
That is.
You are early.
That is, for anything. I will always be early.
He's been like this as long as I've known him, and I've worked with this guy. Gosh, when I was in college, 24 years ago, this guy was always there first.
I've always been the first one at the station here. The other thing is, no matter where I go, I like to be early. There was a couple weeks ago, because I'm the head coach of Tosa East softball.
Yeah.
Varsity coach. We have open gym. Starts at 2 o'clock on a Sunday. I left my house in plenty of time. I got.
Well, how far are you from there? 15 minutes?
About 15. I pulled up in the parking lot and went, oh my gosh, I forgot my keys. We're not going to be able to get in. So I had to turn around and go home. I was sweating. I got there. I got back at 2:07. And they have people waiting outside, and I was just freaking. And everyone's like, coach, it's just open gym. It's no big deal. No, I have to be on time. I have to be on time. It bothers me if that happens. It's a little mistake. No, it's not. It's going to bother me until next week. So the following week, I was there like at 1:30.
Oh my gosh, you was super, super early.
Yep, I'm here.
Well, and the late jar that we have, by the way, since I started coming here when I wanted to and I wasn't running late anymore, we donated it to Stop the Bus for Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin, was a great way to donate to charity. Mm-hmm. What motivates you in the morning, though, to get up out of bed when the alarm goes off? Because I don't. I'm a heavy sleeper. I snooze. I set 3 alarms. Do you snooze? What? Like, what goes through your head?
I think since
all of us that don't get out of bed.
I was going to say in the past 7 years, I think only one time the alarm's gone off and woke me up, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to get going. I think I sleep very light once it comes to like this time. I'm always thinking about the show, and I'm always thinking about not oversleeping. That's my biggest fear. I think that's what it is. It's the biggest fear. So it's like in my subconscious. This is why I take naps sometimes, because I'm like, gosh, I didn't get much sleep last night. Yeah, because your internal alarm clock's going, hey, buddy, don't forget. Oh, sorry, it's only 2:30. Hey, buddy, don't forget. Oh, it's only 3:05. Keep taking a little nappy there. Get a little more sleep.
So I know this person brought up the late jar. Is there something you want to work on that you'd want to put into a jar and start a money jar of some kind?
You know what? Maybe I'll have to think about that. What should I do? What do I do around here? What do you think? What do I bug you about?
You want to ask me?
What do I bug you about? Am I passing gas too much in here?
You don't bug me about anything. It's more for like your self-improvement, what you want to work on. That was the whole motivation for me putting it out there on the radio, making it public and saying, okay, I'm flying out the door to get into work. I don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah.
Again, for the bosses, I never miss when the show starts, but I'd like to get here earlier. So that's why I put it out there. But something to think about.
My wife says at home that everything like sets me off. She goes, I don't know if it's because you're getting older, Or if you're not getting enough sleep because you're always waking up before the alarm.
You have a short fuse.
You have a little bit of a short fuse. Everything frustrates you. You drop a spoon on the floor and you're dropping F-bombs left and right. She's like, you need to just relax. And I go, yeah, maybe I need to do that. Maybe I need to just let things roll off my back.
You need a vent jar.
Vent jar.
Every time you start going off,
let's do
you've got to put money in there.
That's fine. Because there are times off air that I will go a little bit of venting, right?
Off.
What I'll say about stuff. Oh, this is ridiculous. These Chicago Bears, they've lost again. I'll do something like that. I need a vent jar. There you go.
Maybe that's what we could start. Well,
thank you.
Thank you for asking your question. And thank you for listening to the show each morning. We're going to do another text roulette. We always do this every morning, 620, 820. We could be reading your question next. So send it now to the Siding Unlimited text line at 414-432-1099.